Lucky Skywatchers in parts of North America will be treated to a total solar eclipse next week. On April 8th, the sky will darken across parts of Ontario, Quebec, and elsewhere, while other parts of the country will see just a partial eclipse. I'm Dave Breckenridge, and this is 10-3. Montreal Gazette reporter Susan Schwartz joins me to discuss the buzz around the solar event, why the scientific community is so excited, and why people are flocking to the region. Don't forget, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music. I'd love it if you could leave us a rating, a review, and tell your friends about the show. So, Susan, there's been a lot of talking in recent weeks about the upcoming solar eclipse, for those who haven't been paying attention. When are we expecting to see this astronomical event?
A total solar eclipse is a rare and spectacular celestial event. I think a lot of us know that it's set to unfold over a swath of North America in a strip of land that extends diagonally from northwestern Mexico through 15 states in the United States and parts of Ontario, Quebec, and the Maritimes on the afternoon of April 8th. That is, unless you've been under a rock.
Right. And I know as the closer we get, the more you see stories in the media. And I saw your piece in Montreal Gazette talking about it. And as you mentioned, this is kind of diagonal swath from North America that'll be able to see a total eclipse, as I understand that people across Canada will be able to see kind of partial eclipse, depending on where you are. I'm in Alberta. I think we get like a 22% eclipse where I'm located, as I'm a little further north. I think my producer, Sean, is in Calgary. I heard something like 26%. But where are people in Canada going to see a total eclipse? Where are these lucky people located?
Canada will be able to observe a partial solar eclipse with varying degrees of intensity, depending, as you point out, on where they are. It will start at 14:11 or 2:11 p.m. and end at about 16:45 or 4:45 p.m. It's only those Canadians who are in what is known as the path of totality who will experience a total solar eclipse. The path of totality is this super narrow path in eastern Canada, stretching from southern Ontario through Quebec into New Brunswick, PEI, Newfoundland, with a limited area of Nova Scotia. I'm in Quebec, so I know more about Quebec than other parts of the country. And the path of totality will cross southern Quebec over a width of about 200 kilometers between 325, 1525, and 1540, that 15-minute period. So during that time, the moon will be perfectly aligned between the sun and the earth, resulting in a period of darkness. That is, the sun will be eclipsed. The regions of Montreal, Montérégie, south of Montreal, the eastern townships, and the Magdalen Islands, Les Îles de la Madeleine, are going to experience totality for the longest period of time. Although it should be pointed out that a large part of the greater Montreal region, and this surprised me, nearly half the population of Montreal is outside the path of totality. For instance, Laval, which is a huge island beside Montreal, and Montreal North, which is a relatively large area, will have only the partial eclipse.
Mm-hmm. Is this the kind of thing that's generated a lot of excitement where you are?
Huge, absolutely huge. It started on the part of, astronomers, I guess, are always excited about eclipses, right? As are educators and people known as eclipse chasers. These are people who travel from place to place to view eclipses. But as data approaches, you can really feel that their excitement is contagious. You know, as you have to prepare, people have to get their eclipse glasses. Kids in school are learning about the eclipse. Centers like the Montreal Science Center and the planetarium, the campuses of universities are all preparing to host large public events. So a couple are already we're already full by the middle of March, which to me is a really good indication that people are getting super excited.
So why is this such a big deal? Why do people get so excited about it? I guess maybe astronomers might have, you know, a better explanation about why it's such a special occurrence, but what is it that has people so kind of, I hate to use the word fever, but why, like, eclipse fever seems to have swept over certain areas of the country?
Yes, absolutely. I completely agree with you. One reason for the excitement is that total solar eclipses are such rare events. A total eclipse of the sun happens an average of once every 375 years in a given spot, but there are some areas that have not had an eclipse in 2,000 years. So I think that's one reason for the excitement. The last total solar eclipse visible in Montreal was in 1932, for instance, and the next one won't be before 2205. So that means that for many Montrealers, the April 8th eclipse will be a once in a lifetime experience. And what the astronomers are telling me is that to witness a total solar eclipse is to experience something magical, something almost spiritual, experience as mystical. An astronomer, Natalie Ouellette, who's the deputy director of the Trottier Institute for Research on Exoplanets and the Mont-Mégantic Observatory at the University of Montreal, told me that she has been reading about astronomy since she was a five-year-old, but she said absolutely nothing replaces the physical experience of seeing that kind of a natural phenomenon with your own eyes. She told me it makes you feel connected to the people around you and to the universe around you in a way that's hard to explain. Then she referred back to she's a scientist, right? And she says, I think about the ancient civilizations and what they might have been feeling. You feel almost as if you'd seen something that is forbidden, that you shouldn't be allowed to see. She herself experienced the first total solar eclipse of her life in 2017. It was in August. And the center of totality was at a border between Kentucky and Tennessee. And she said, it was as if all my senses were awakened. Then she described what happened. The temperature dropped by 10 degrees because it's dark, right? The world around her grew dark. She started to see bright stars in the sky. It was, she told me, as if I had been transported to a parallel universe. Imagine that. At that moment, she said, I felt intimately connected to the universe and all its celestial objects orbiting around us more intimately than ever. This, even though I study these objects in my everyday life, it was a truly magical, almost spiritual moment for me. And we don't realize the thing that, you know, we set out to do. What are we? Reporters are generalists, right? We know a bit about a lot, right? I had not realized that as the world goes dark, animals change their behavior. They switch to their usual end of day routine. Nocturnal wildlife, the animals that are up at night, sometimes wake up during totality. They think it's nighttime. And the wildlife that's up during the day thinks it's time to go to sleep at Bishop's. A professor of astronomy named Lauren Nelson said this will be the first total solar eclipse he's ever seen. And the guy's like in his 50s and he sounded like a five-year-old. I was trying to say, how excited are you on a scale of 1 to 10? And he said, oh, easily a 9.
Is this kind of thing that they hope that will get kids excited about science and astronomy? Is this a learning opportunity for kids in schools in Quebec or even elsewhere in the country?
Yes, absolutely. This Professor Nelson, many scientists hope, you know, one of the missions, I believe, of scientists is to create a generation of scientists to come after them. So at Bishop's in Lenoxville, where an on-campus event is expected to draw 10,000 people, they've organized, aside from, you know, little kiosks where people can find out, learn about the eclipse and set up pinhole cameras and do all kinds of eclipse-related activities, they're also bringing in student recruiters. Because they figure people who are turning up for this might be interested, might be tomorrow's scientists. And he's told me that one fervent hope he has is that the eclipse will promote student interest in astronomy and astrophysics and in sciences in general. And he said there's a dearth, even in 2024, of students going into science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, the STEM, as it's called. And we would like to try to correct this, he said. And I talked to this grade one science teacher, a fellow named Alex Rosari at the a school called John Caboto Academy in Montreal. And he said that what he wanted his grade one students to do is to witness the cosmic dance between our planet, the moon, and the sun during a solar eclipse. And he just sounded so enthusiastic. And to that end, he designed a classroom model simulating conditions for a solar eclipse. And we went in and watched the kids, and you could feel their excitement, you know, when these little 7-year-olds. And he told them that, you know, now you're all scientists because you're studying this. So maybe that'll stay.
We'll be right back. As you mentioned, that events like this are rare, and you know, Montreal hasn't had one since the 30s and won't have one again until the 2200s, and it can be challenging for people to see one. I can imagine this kind of thing would spark a lot of interest in visitors. Are we seeing an uptick in people looking to get out to the Montreal area to stay and then go venture out to view the totality and see something that they may not be able to see otherwise?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Astronomer at the planetarium who I spoke to told me that in the Magdalen Islands, where totality will be visible from the entire archipelago, visitors are way up. There are not many hotels. There are not many places to stay, and people are opening their homes to visitors. And down in the eastern townships, areas of the townships are quite close to what's called the center of totality, where it will be, the total eclipse will be visible for the greatest amount of time. I mean, about 3 minutes, but still, they are expecting up to 1 million people. Imagine the traffic jams, Professor Nelson told me. And in 2017, the last time North America experienced a total solar eclipse, there were 21 million people traveling that day. I believe it was August 20th or 21st of 2017. I mean, imagine the traffic chaos. And the eclipse path of the path of the April 8th eclipse is going to pass over more cities and more densely populated areas than the 2017 eclipse did. I read on the NASA website, an estimated 31.6 million people live in this year's path of totality, compared with just 12 million in 2017. So that's a lot more people to be traveling.
And then what can people expect to see during the eclipse? Like, what is it that will transpire? Obviously, you know, I guess in at its basic, they'll watch the moon kind of pass in front of the sun. But what does that look like?
Yes, you're right. The moon, a total solar eclipse happens when the moon slides between the sun and the earth and casts its shadow on earth, thereby blocking the face of the sun completely. So the shadow moves across the earth along this narrow band known as the path of totality. And as the moment approaches when the moon's shadow covers the sun completely, the moment of known as totality, the sky darkens. Day becomes night. The temperature drops. The planets of Venus, Jupiter, Mercury become visible. So do the bright stars. And as the light of the sun is blocked, all we see is its outer atmosphere, called its corona. It becomes visible during totality. So a solar eclipse unfolds in phases. I have to say, and it cannot be overstated, that to observe the sun safely during an eclipse, or indeed at any time, one must wear eclipse glasses, and they must be certified to the standard called ISO 123122. So be wary of fakes, because it's only the extra dark shades that block out almost all the light and allow you to look directly at the sky without damaging your retinas. In Montreal, they'll be distributed free at the various public events that are to be held at places like the Science Center and Parc Jean Drapeau, the campuses of McGill University. And the city's network of 45 libraries has been distributing them free of charge to library members. Let me go back for a minute to the corona that I mentioned. So the corona around the sun, which is its outer atmosphere, which we don't normally see because it's not as bright as the sun, but the sun is so super bright that it obscures the corona. So during totality, this corona becomes visible as wispy white streamers of plasma or charged gas that radiate from the surface of the sun. And it's been described as being able to observe the solar corona with the naked eye, this astronomer Natalie Bellette told me, is like slipping into another dimension. I mean, how magical is that? You know?
Well, it is certainly a fascinating story. I know it's caught the attention of a lot of people around the world, especially here in Canada. And I guess we'll see how things transpire on Monday. Susan, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
10-3 is produced by Sean Knox. Theme music by Bryce Hall. Thanks to my guest, Susan Schwartz. More from her at montrealgazette.com. I'm Dave Breckenridge. Thanks for listening.